I've worked for the last 15 years within communities of adolescents. And in that time period, I have gone to facilities after students have been admitted for self-harm as they've been cutting themselves. And I've worked interventions with girls struggling with eating disorders, and I've sat with students as they sobered up. They wanted life so badly that they were willing to carve into their arms to see if it might be hiding there. Or they believed unwaveringly that denying themselves food might nourish them somehow. Or they thought that emptying a bottle might in some way fill them up. I have friends who carry plastic chips in their pockets and in their purses, and they identify themselves as being in recovery. And as a community, they know when they are most vulnerable to drinking. They use an acronym to know when to halt. H-A-L-T. They've discovered that overdrinking is the default mode when they're hungry, when they're angry, when they're lonely, or when they're tired. I always thought that it was interesting that thirsty wasn't part of the equation for people who overdrink. There's a saying that you can never have enough of what you don't really need. The only thing that drinking is designed to quench is our thirst, not our pain or our loss or our fears. You can never have enough of what you don't really need. And I think that we might be naive if we're telling ourselves that the people with plastic chips in their pockets are the only ones who pacify their pain and their loss and their fear with something that will never provide life.